shoe dermatitis or the shoe eczema is another type of a common allergic contact dermatitis, which is seen more in those people who have hypersensitivity to the components of the shoes, which increases with the sweating, because allergens, it leaches out of the shoe and then it comes in contact with the skin. So the components which are important in the shoes which may produce an allergic reactions include rubber, chromate, formaldehyde, specifically the PTB formaldehyde, which is used for the finishing of the shoes, colophony, PPD, cobalt and nickel, biocides and epoxy resins. Clinically, when the patient presents with the shoe dermatitis, we see that there is hyperhidrosis, or most commonly seen in the summer season, when the patient has increased sweating on the feet, especially if they are not wearing any socks. The eczema may be patchy, which starts over the dorsum of the big toe and then it spreads out to involve the dorsum of the feet. Besides that, the interdigital spaces and the instep is particularly spared in most of the cases. Whereas we have seen that in sports shoes, where the shoes are formed in such a way that the sole is molded to fit into the instep, in such cases the instep may also be involved. But usually we have seen that the instep is spared along with the web spaces. In Indian sandal dermatitis, the first toe web is involved because the shoe is also coming in contact with the web spaces, and then it spreads to involve the adjacent area of the toes and the dorsum of the foot also. The nickel allergy, if any kind of a nickel buckle is present in the shoe, then it may produce any localized eczema. Heels are also frequently involved. The forefoot is involved, which is mainly the skin over the head of the metatarsals, whereas the dorsal, the plantar aspect of the toes is not involved here. It will help us to differentiate it from the juvenile plantar dermatosis, which not only involve the forefoot but also the plantar aspect of the toes. Then in the rubber allergy, mostly affects the soles and the weight bearing areas of the feet. Usually these eczematous reactions are seen bilaterally, and it may also affect the other areas of the hands and the skin, because it is an allergic contact dermatitis, which is an hypersensitivity reaction, so it may stimulate the eczema and produce the reaction at the other areas of the skin as well. In case of boots, additionally, the eczematous reaction may also be seen on the calves. But the eczema may also be seen in the form of an purpuric eruption. Sometimes the allergy may also develop to the socks and the stockings, especially if they contain rubber or any added dyes. For the investigations, we are going to perform the patch testing, in which a small piece of the shoe that is 1 centimeter square is taken. It is soaked in water for 15 minutes and then it is applied to the skin and kept in place for 4 to 5 days, and then the result is read later on. If the test comes positive, then we are going to educate the patient about the allergens and ask them to avoid such shoes. Vegetarian shoes can be used, in which no leather is used. Besides this, if allergy is present to resins, glues and colophony, then plastic shoes can be used. Specialized shoes which contain non-standardized allergens, such as nylon and other type of materials which does not show any hypersensitivity, may be used in those shoes. Pure cotton socks should be advised, and we will ask the patient to discard the old socks and treat hyperhidrosis if present with iron to fluorosis and aluminium hydroxide.